Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Another company update, this time from SK Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ESK and on the OTCQX under the symbol ESKYF. I'm chatting with Quentin Henney, technical advisor and director over at SK Mining. Now, Quentin, following up on a news release that came out just yesterday, February 2nd, we have drill results, a total of 20 holes from the TV and Jeff zones. This was the first drilling that the company has done on this SIB or SIB property, and the results broadly are quite impressive. You had some long intercepts the whole way up to a little over 50 meters, and you had grade ranging from, well, that 50 meter result, it was grade of 1.8 grams per ton gold equivalent, but then you also saw some high grade intersections of 33.4 grams per ton gold equivalent. That was over a little over 5 meters at the TV target. You saw pretty consistently between, let's say, 1 to 3 grams per ton over some longer widths there. I will post a link to this news release so that everyone can go through all of the drill results and the highlighted sections. But Quentin, for first pass drilling, what is this telling you about the TV and Jeff targets on this project?
Well, it's incredibly interesting story because this area was actually found shortly after SK Creek was discovered. So there was prospecting in the region, and people recognized the east side of this anticline, which is basically the opposite side of this anticline from the SK Creek mine, had some prospectivity. So there was early prospecting and sampling work done. And there were even a few holes put into this area in the period of the early 1990s. Now, what happened? Well, quite frankly, those old guys were onto this discovery. A couple of those holes actually hit some of this mineralization that we've now been able to really start fleshing out. But, they just didn't understand back in that day what they had in hand. They didn't understand the geology of SK Creek. And they certainly didn't understand where to go with these one-off holes. The other thing that happened, of course, was BRIEX. BRIEX happened mid-1990s. It pretty much decimated ability to finance. So here they sat. I mean, this place has not been touched for, 25 years or so, something like that. We come in last year. The crew that we have, led by John DeDecker and Thomas Monarchy out of Colorado School of Mines, these guys know VMS, okay? Thomas did he's a professor. He did his dissertation at SK Creek. He knows these precious mineral rich systems. They run circles around this project. You know, it's like handing, kids candy. I mean, this is exactly what they kind of love and are passionate about. So we were able to quickly build an exploration program that led to this success. If you look at the drill holes that we have here, we've managed to get in 20 holes late last year. So from mid-August to mid-October, we drilled 20 holes as quick as we could. It was a struggle getting it all done, but we managed to give this thing as good a test as possible. And it just came up trumps. I mean, this is phenomenal, these results. So out of the 20 holes we drilled, only two of them hit, we'll call, sub-reportable intervals. All the rest of them have significant reportable gold-silver intercepts in VMS mineralization, whether it be stockwork-style mineralization or massive-style mineralization. So what I mean by that, these are massive sulfide systems. They're the kind of things that form on the seafloor, from black smokers, these hot springs that come out and they deposit sulfide minerals, mostly pyrite in this case, but in this case, a very high precious metal. What are we seeing? Well, here's the takeaways, okay? If people don't get it, heaven help them. We announced this today. Yes, the silver price got absolutely hammered, and our price is down a bit. You know what? When weekends, I'll call it, leave the space and strong hands come in, it's always a good day, in my opinion. So that doesn't bother me. People who understand what we have, they're buying, okay? We have found, I kid you not, look back at the history of SK Creek. Yeah, the original discovery hole was something like 200 feet, call it 60 meters of an ounce gold equivalent or something like this. I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was of that magnitude. Okay, we managed in one short field season, one short give her a kick at, you know, kind of Hail Mary field season, we managed to hit similar grades in several of these holes. Okay, we are seeing bonanza grades. In the hole today, the headline hole, we had 35.5 meters of 10.6 gram gold equivalent. It includes 9.25 meters of 33.6 grams gold equivalent. And inside that is a 3 meter interval of 82.8 gram gold equivalent. Okay, this is, in all sense of the word, it is Eskay Creek style mineralization. We are probably in the feeder zone, so we're not quite up in the exhalative part, but we have a really good picture now of where we need to go. All you have to do is go to the cross section that has J20-33, this drill hole, and you look at that, and you look to the right of where that drill trace goes, and imagine what's down there, okay? Because this sulfide body is dipping into the mountain, gently dipping into the mountain, and it's wide open. And basically we now have our vectors. We know where this thing is going. Okay, so that's exciting. It's exciting. But here's what excites us more. We tested at TV Jeff here. We tested two very, very small areas where the SkyTEM and other data we had lit up. It basically said, yeah, drill me. But we have about 6 kilometers of corridor on the east side of this anticline in which we see multiple, probably like 20 different SkyTEM anomalies with supporting surface data of some form. In other words, we know there's sulfide, precious metal values, da, da, da. Like we have really good data. So when I say that we're just getting going, we are just getting going. These two targets have proved wildly successful, but it's just going to be the beginning. We have a huge treasury to work with this year. We're going to go out with 4 drills this year and start drilling aggressively in June, say call it mid to late June when the snow melts. We're going to start drilling aggressively. We aim to finish at least 30,000 meters across the property, if not more. We'd love to drill upwards of 40,000 meters if we can. About half of that's going to go into this TV Jeff area, and then a significant percentage is going to go to test the targets immediately adjacent to TV Jeff. Okay, so all those I call them pimples because they look like little pimples scattered along the east side of the anticline in the SkyTEM. We have just scads of these things. Okay, and you know, now that we know that we've ground truth too with these drill holes, we are very excited. We're on to an absolutely enormous system here.
So, Quentin, I think it's clear to hear how excited you are about these initial results. And hey, it makes sense. You're hitting some high grade, and you are right next door to that Eskay Creek mine, which the company there, Skeena Resources, has already been drilling some very impressive grades, and their market cap has just been consistently rising. When it comes to that big drill program that you guys are planning, then is it still just really getting a handle on how big this asset could be, or do you think that you could work towards some sort of a resource?
Well, first of all, I would say both are goals. Okay, we're not going to say we're just going to focus on resource, or just focus on testing new targets. It's actually a bit of both. We have 4 drills, so I would say 2 drills will be doing the incremental step outs and infill around these TV Jeff discoveries. So yes, that data will likely be sufficient to get to a resource, say in a year's time, or once we get assays, which could take a little longer than a year, but next year we'll call it, we can get a resource out. But there's also 2 drills that we're going to apply to testing other targets. We're going to apply one of them over to Sibululu, which is immediately along strike from Eskay Creek mine. So we're literally right next door to Skeena. We're going to chase the same system that Skeena has. I think they're up to 4 million ounce gold equivalent. The geology continues right onto our property. We have historic data there with lots and lots of very good intercepts. You can see them in our slide deck. It's very, very high grades, like, you know, 20 plus gram gold equivalent in some of those holes. All right, so you know, that's a high priority for us. But these new targets, there are at least a dozen very, very high quality, high priority sulfide, or what we believe are sulfide targets we're going to test with that 4-3. So, to put it bluntly, yeah, we're going to have both types of activity going on, you know, resource level work, but also testing new targets. And what people have got to focus on here is that if we have found a new Eskay Creek type system, if we are into a high grade system like that, you know, obviously that will pull in a lot of attention next year. Like, when you find these things, Corey, you want to focus like a laser. Let me tell you why. The Eskay Creek deposit, it's basically a blanket. Think of it as a flat layer or lens, okay? It was about maybe 100, 150 meters wide on average, so pretty small. And it was about maybe 600 to 800 meters long from north to south, okay? That's a very, very small target, an incredibly small target. We could fit multiples of the old Eskay Creek deposit in this target area. Okay, but when you find one of those things, you do not want to step out aggressively. Okay, think about it. If you start doing 100-meter step-outs and the deposit is 100 meters wide, that's not going to lead any place good. Okay, so you must pay attention to grade. When you hit grade in these systems, you take baby steps, because that's going to give you the knowledge you need to chase the thing in the right way, chase the thing in the right direction, you know, put your subsequent drill holes in the right place. If you start doing 100-meter step-outs thinking, oh, you know, this is a big, you know, flat blanket that goes on for eternity, that's not quite how they work. They are definitely lensoidal in shape, and they have limits, but boy, when you find them, they have a lot of gold and silver.
So then, Quentin, what does a step-out distance look like? And also, when it comes to drilling down to depth, it's something that Skeena Resources is working on at that Eskay property, is finding some more mineralization on deeper holes.
You know, fortunately, look at our table from our news release. Most of what we have found is within, say, 200 meters of surface, almost all of it, in fact. Okay, these are angle holes. If you adjust for the angle and the, you know, this surface depth you're talking about, virtually everything we have is below 200 meters. All right, so we don't have to drill horrendously deep holes yet. Now, the system will likely continue to depth, not arguing there. These systems normally do, but we don't have to go there straight away. We've got a lot of shallow country to test. This stuff at TV Jeff, all of this step out and infill drilling we're going to be doing is probably going to be holes maybe 150 to 250 meters deep, tops for now. We will, and then all of those the SkyTEM targets, really important. They're basically showing us targets that are within, you know, close proximity to the surface. So we don't have to drill, like, you know, kilometer holes to hit these things. They're probably within 100 meters of surface. Okay, so most of our drilling coming up is going to be quick, fast, like light speed kind of stuff, or we're just literally pounding out reasonably shallow holes all summer.
Okay, well, I guess we all can look forward to that drill program starting up mid-June, you said. In the meantime, though, what should investors be looking for in terms of news coming out of the company to further develop, I guess, on this upcoming drill program?
Okay, look, I will tell you that you know, some people think, oh, these guys have announced all their results and they're done for the next 5 or 6 months. They've gone quiet, you know. No, okay. So we've got some more data that will be coming out shortly that will show people very, very clearly that we're onto a district scale play here. I have said this repeatedly. We have 85% of the prospective ground for this type of mineralization in this region. Okay, 85% of it. We did work that last summer that we'll be able to talk about here shortly, maybe in a couple weeks, that will show very clearly that we have not only the discoveries I'm talking about here, but in new areas across this property. Bear in mind, Corey, this is 526 square kilometers, okay? We did reconnaissance level work of a very unique type, but very effective type, that I believe is going to show the market we are on to something unreal.
All right. Well, Quentin, these initial results, again, they're pretty encouraging, to say the least. And again, I will be posting a link to that news release. If any of you have any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Quentin or somebody else from the team at SK Mining to address those. But hey, Quentin, I appreciate the update. Thank you for following up on that news.
Thank you, Corey.